obviously, as law enforcement, we know that smell when we smell it.
The Sacramento County Sheriff's Department is busting an illegal marijuana grow.
Coming through.
There are 650 plants in the three bedrooms, the kitchen, and the garage of this South Sacramento home. Each room is a sea of green with a sickly yellow hue caused by dozens of grow lights.
You have hosing throughout the house. You have wires exposed.
That's an undercover Sacramento County Sheriff's Department sergeant. He agreed to take me here on the condition he not be identified.
We have transformers. You have fertilizer. With the empty containers, it looks like they've been probably growing for a while. The windows are barred off, but that's kind of typical in this neighborhood.
There's thousands of dollars of damage to the home. Fans hum in every room to prevent the onset of mold.
There are health hazards for us.
The officers wear ski masks or white hazmat suits and respirators to protect themselves.
Over here on the wall, there's a sub panel.
An investigator from a local power company holds a yellow voltmeter. He searches for the spot where the growers tapped into the power line. Law enforcement agencies within the county say the number of illegal marijuana grows is up. For example, Elk Grove police report a 100% increase compared to last year. Most of that is indoors. In some jurisdictions, like Elk Grove, all marijuana grows are illegal. But the city of Sacramento is encouraging legal growers as long as they're indoors. Outdoor growers with doctor's recommendations are no longer being arrested. Instead, they're told to move their operations inside. Officer Doug Moore says so far, no one has refused.
We're seeing actually a decrease, a noticeable decrease in those crimes surrounding marijuana grows this year than in past years.
But that's not to say legal growers are in the clear.
Granddaddy Purple, Cotton Candy Kush, Blackberry Kush, less than 2 pounds of each.
This man says he was growing outdoors in unincorporated Sacramento County until he heard landscapers plotting to steal his crop. He, too, would only talk if he could be anonymous. In his wallet is a doctor's recommendation for 6 plants. He says people who grow a lot are asking for a visit from law enforcement or criminals.
You're a target for possibly armed robbery, maybe murder if they decide to get something that you don't want to give up and you try and stand your ground. You know, you don't know what they're thinking. You don't know who they are.
Assistant Sacramento County District Attorney Michael Neves says the DA's office has 8 pending homicide cases related to marijuana grows. He'd like to see the state of California limit the number of plants allowed. Most of the legal Sacramento County grows have between 6 and 99 plants, enough to process 60 pounds of marijuana.
They're claiming that's for their medical condition. Well, when you talk to experts that know a lot about all this, you know, you could smoke weed all day and night, you'd probably be up to about 4 pounds for the whole year.
County law enforcement, the U.S. Justice Department, and many medical marijuana advocates say they hope for stricter state regulations. Currently, the only thing resembling state oversight is a database established by the California Department of Public Health for medical marijuana cardholders. It's voluntary, and the feds say the cards are often counterfeit. Our anonymous grower says more state regulation won't help him as long as each local government can write its own laws and the feds don't legalize medical marijuana.
No matter how much any of the other states that have medical marijuana legalize it in the state or decriminalize it in the state, the feds can still do whatever they want because their law trumps everybody else's law.
U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District Ben Wagner says the Justice Department would defer to the states.
So long as the states develop a responsible, comprehensive regulatory scheme that ensures that federal interests are not implicated.
But until California can show the feds that it's keeping illegal grows in check and adequately regulating the rest, legal marijuana growers say they'll have no choice but to continue to stay very, very quiet. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.
We keep it where no one can see, so let's keep this between you and me, Bob.